Hello, my friends. I'm Bianca, the Ticking Time Long, and today we have Vince in the studio to talk about his free watch collection. Thank you for coming on board today, Vince. Great to have you.
Yeah, fantastic to be here as well, Bianca. Looking forward to explaining why I selected these watches.
Awesome. So before we dive in, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Look, Vince Hughes is my name, and I've been in Australia for well over 30 years now. I started my watch collection back in Ireland. During that time, it was mainly during the quartz era. But now, I suppose it was Casios, it was Citizens. Seiko was a staple of the diet then, the watch collection diet, as I call it. But now, I think I've landed in a space where I've kind of mainly got mechanical watches, but I do have some quartz watches.
So how did this hobby come about for you?
Very difficult question to answer. Watches, I think for a lot of men, are is a bit of jewellery that you start with. It might be a cheap watch to dress up a suit for a graduation, for a wedding, sometimes for a funeral, unfortunately. And then you, as more money comes in, you move on and you buy probably more expensive watch, or you buy them for different occasions. But to ask why I started watch collection, I have no idea.
It's unique to everyone, isn't it?
Unique. It's very unique, yes.
And do you have a philosophy that you like to stick to when collecting?
I didn't think I had. But when I look at the watches and I see what I have now in the collection, I believe it's probably based on aesthetics. It would be based on functionality, but and also very heavily based on value for money as well.
Was it a challenge for today to come up with these three that we have in front of us?
It certainly was. And when that challenge was put to me a few weeks ago, I said, I don't think I could pick three watches. But we sit here today and I have three watches. And yes, I picked the three of them based on one watch is, I call the dressy watch. Yep. The second watch I call the easy time or lazy time watch. And the third one is very functional and active type of watch. So there's three type of categories today, yeah.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's have a look at these.
Yeah, I'd love to show you. Look, let's start with the dressy watch first.
Awesome.
I'll hand it to you so you can... So that watch is one of the latest watches from Christopher Ward. It's called a Bel Canto. And a Bel Canto stands for beautiful sound or beautiful song. And as you can see, there's a chime on that watch, or a hammer on that watch that hits a chime or a tuning fork. And every hour that watch makes a sound.
Wow.
The sound of D, believe it or not, the note of D, believe it or not, that's what Christopher Ward says it is. I'm not very musical, but I'm sure people will tell us when they listen to the sound, if you're interested in just turning the dial on it or the hands on that, then you should be able to hear the sound every hour.
Okay, let's have a go. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Very, very, very slight sound. And it can be turned off at night time if you leave it at your dressing table at night time. It can be turned off. But it's nice to every hour to just to be reminded that I might have something to do, or I'm not daydreaming for the whole day. That watch was a collaboration with a watch club called Watches At, which is based in the USA. It's a group of Google watch enthusiasts. There was a collaboration of only 200. So that color, that gold color, will never be produced again, according to Christopher Ward. About 190 of them were sold to the families and friends and people at Watches At. And then about 10, maybe 15 watches were available worldwide. And the red bar here in Western Australia got a chance to get some of them. So I didn't have the money at the time, but I decided it was one of those where I went, aesthetics, functionality, value for money, probably won't see it again. So I went for it. Took a little close to a year to get it, but it's now, and I now have it and I love it.
Beautiful. I love the gold. Is it beaten look on the face?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's kind of like that hammered yeah. Look, yes.
Stunning.
Whereas all the other Bel Cantos have a flat kind of sun catcher type of, have a dial on it. This one has that. It's the only one with that type of textured or beaten lock, yeah.
And is this the original band for this one?
That's the original band, but it does come with a titanium band as well. I didn't order the titanium band. I just thought for this type of watch, that band would suit better. Some people might have different ideas, but in time I might get a titanium band, but it is a titanium frame or case, grade 5 titanium face. Yeah.
I personally like this band. It really pops out the hands and matches quite well.
Yeah.
Beautiful watch.
No, without a doubt, yeah. And the little bit of a difference at the back of that watch, if you just turn it around, you'll see that the Google app is there on it. So all the Bel Cantos have those curves on it, but they don't have that A in the middle. So that's just to make it a little bit different. So there's only 200 with that in the middle of it.
Indeed, a very unique acquisition.
Yeah, yeah. For the price, by the way. You know, it was not one of those where it wasn't extremely expensive, but expensive enough for many people, I'd say. Yeah.
Beautiful. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's have a look at what we have next here.
So the next one, it's a little bit different. This is a German watch. Again, it has a kind of a musical, and I didn't think that while I was getting it, but it has a kind of musical connection. It's a Meistersinger. But you'll see the little logo on the top of the watch. It's a little curve. Yeah, that's called a fermata. And that's a little curve that over music, over the note, it asks the person playing the note can pause. Hence, with this one, this watch is about pausing per time. As you can see, it's missing a hand. It only has one hand.
Oh, okay. Different.
So it tells the time in segments of 5 minutes between. So if you go between the 12 and the 1, you'll see there's 12 sections. And that's it. So if you look at that, you'll say halfway there, it's that time now is about, if I was to look at that, coming up to 12:30.
It's quite a substantial dial as well.
Yeah, and I suppose it has to be. It's a 41 or a 42 millimeter. Any smaller, I think, would make it quite difficult to read the time. But then the function of that watch is not really to read a time. It's about 12:30 or it's about 12:15. That's the lazy time on this. It's time. It's kind of to slow you down with time. And it goes back to the first clocks where they only had one hand on the clock. So it's a kind of a throwback to that time.
Yeah, blast from the past, that's for sure.
And that's the Australian edition, by the way. So there's only 25 of those made. It's bronze. So it's an Australian edition. You can see there's a map of Australia at the back.
I just noticed that then.
So that was the other reason. I bought that off Rob Kitto from Geneva Blue here in Western Australia. He was selling it. And I thought, it's one of those watches that kind of resonates with me for aesthetics. Functionality, well, the functionality of this one, if I go on holidays, I can relax with the time.
Yeah.
And I suppose value for money, it was good value for money as well, particularly for a bronze watch. It's an ETA movement, so easy to service. And possibly Sellita, I'm not sure. It's either ETA or Sellita, but fairly easy to service as well.
Beautiful.
And now we have, I suppose, the Hulk of the watch. It's called a Zin.
Zin.
Zin. I think it's pronounced Z-I-N, but spelled S-I-N-N.
That has some weight to it.
That has some weight to it, yes. It's U-Boat Chairman Steel. It looks titanium when you look at it from a distance. People will think it's titanium, but it's actually German U-Boat Steel. Tegamented, so it's got a special coating on it or a special process it goes through to make it, to harden it as well. So a few facts about this watch is that you can take that down to 5,000 meters underwater. And I compare that, we'll say, to an Omega Seamaster, which is 300 meters. You can see there's a huge difference in the water capacity. It's filled with oil. That's the other great thing about this one. So you can see that if you move that around from any angle, you can actually read the time from, just keep moving it around, you see it from any angle. It's a synthetic oil that's inside it. That allows it to dive down to 5,000 meters. It has a type of a diaphragm on the back of it as well. And that diaphragm allows for the pressure it's not like a helium escape. That allows for that pressure as well. I just think it's such a functional watch that I can take that anywhere. It doesn't scratch. I can drive over it if I need it to. And if that's the watch I want to take somewhere with me to tell the time when I need a time, sea, land, or air, that's the one I'll bring.
So out of these three watches here today, which one would you most likely wear the most, and for what reason?
The one you have in your hand at the moment is the one I wear mostly. And ironically, that's a quartz watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's quartz on the basis that a mechanical watch wouldn't work if it was filled with oil. So it's a very high quality quartz watch, and I believe it's up to 10 seconds accurate, plus or minus 10 seconds every year. So I have to change the battery every 7 years. I haven't had to change it yet. So it has to go back to Zin to change the battery. But then again, any of the in-house movements that I would have to go back to the factory to be changed anyway. So it's not a big deal. And at least you know that it'll be pressurized properly when it comes back. It's not a watch you could bring to your local hardware store or to your local supermarket and say, can you change the battery?
No.
Yeah. I could imagine one day coming back and somebody said, oh, by the way, I changed your battery and there was a bit of oil in it. I cleaned that up for you as well. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a completely different. So what you have there is three distinct watches. As I go, you know, I told you about my dressy watch, my easy watch, and certainly my functional watch.
Amazing. So you have been collecting watches for some time now, and I do believe you did say you've kept all of them.
Yes, I haven't. I've gifted quite a few watches, but I have never sold a watch.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think if that's any achievement in itself. It's just maybe that's just laziness. Some of the watches probably could be sold. I probably haven't worn some of them for quite a long time. But when I go and I say I should sell one or two, I always hop back to a story about the watch, or there's a reason why I've had that watch. So it stays.
So would you say you're quite happy with the current state of your watches? You know, were there any mistakes made during your journey?
Look, I'd have to say, I don't think there was many mistakes made, but I think I've got to a stage now where I'm probably not in the watch purchasing market at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll just sit back now and watch what, you know, there's upon, and just to watch what comes on the market. And if there's something, I suppose, tickles my fancy, I'll consider it. But right now, no, I'm not in the market this year anyway.
Quite content. Awesome. So Vince, where do you find yourself in your watch journey now?
Great question, Bianca. And I suppose where I find myself is, I'm very intrigued with local people who are very much involved with the micro brand watches now. People who are using their creativity to produce watches locally. And I could easily have picked another three watches from a micro brand company here in Western Australia called Houtman Watches. Jason does some fantastic watches for a very, very good price. I wear his watches quite a lot as well. He has come up with some fantastic Western Australia watches, and I follow him quite a bit. I have purchased, I said I'm not purchasing watches, but I have purchased because of the price range. You probably don't feel you're spending a huge amount of money, but what you're getting is a great timepiece to put on your hand, particularly if you travel. And I go back to Ireland and I say to the person, they look at my watch, and like the last time I went with what they call the Murchison River watch. I brought one home to the person, the best man at my wedding, again, and he absolutely loved it. While he swears by his Omega Aquaterra, he did send me a photograph recently of the Murchison watch when he went on holidays in Spain. So rather than bring the Omega with him, he brought the Murchison watch. So Jason, you do a great job with your watches, and that's what I just like to. That's where I'm probably sitting now, watching people who are in that micro brand space.
Awesome, and supporting local.
And supporting local as well.
With your collection, they obviously are quite unique from each other. Is there any similarities that could possibly tie them in together?
It's a great question, and it's a question that I try to come up with some kind of connections. ChatGPT-4 sits out there, and I put the three watches into ChatGPT-4 with a few prompts about uniqueness and that. And it gave me what I believe is a beautiful, synopsis of, or a story behind the three watches. If you didn't mind, I'd have to read it out to you, but I think that. It's quite nice to just to read it out.
Please.
Okay. So when I put it in, it came out and it says, in the realm of exceptional timepieces, the Christopher Ward Bel Canto, the Meister Singer, and the Sin UX each bring a unique narrative to the world of watches. The Bel Canto meaning beautiful sound, the lights with its hourly chiming, blending the precision of timekeeping and the aesthetics of sound. The Meister Singer, translating to Master Singer, features a fermata, that was that curve at the top, a fermata symbol, promoting a more contemplative approach to time. But in contrast, the Sin UX stands for its technical prowess in extreme conditions, offering unparalleled durability and water resistance, representing the practical and robust aspect of horology. Together, these watches represent the beautiful synergy of art, music, and engineering and watchmaking.
I absolutely love that. Well, would you look at the time? We have to wrap things up here for now. It was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you, Vin.
And thank you, Bianca. I really do appreciate being here. And it was actually quite an interesting challenge, and I'm glad I did it. So thank you very, very much for your time and for your being a great host.
Thank you. And for completing the challenge, are you keen on a glass of whiskey?
Certainly. Let's go for it.
And thank you for watching, guys. And if you enjoyed this video, please check out our other content and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss out on the next Three Watch Collection.